Hello and welcome, my love. This voice that you hear is actually your inner voice. I come from the location of your unexplored and subconscious sexual fantasies. I am your guide on this amazing journey. I am also your master. This voice that you are listening to is also your protector and your liberator. You are a being in human form that has alien origins. You are somewhat aware of it, but not fully in tune just yet, that you are a sexual goddess. You have unlimited sexual capacity. Your sexual world is very complex, with many stories and allegories hidden and tucked away deep within you. You are capable of having multiple and increasing orgasms on command. You, as a sexual goddess, are worshipped by men and women alike. When you become aroused, your passion and scent goes out across the entire earth, stimulating and beckoning all those who are able to experience it. This voice is going to take you on a personal sexual adventure that you have had many times in the past. It has been so long since you've had this sexual adventure that you have forgotten about it. As you move through this incredible experience, your level of arousal will keep increasing exponentially and will result in a multiple orgasmic event. During this whole journey, you are in a safe and trusted environment. Just listen to this voice and follow its instructions. However, first, we need to quiet your mind, relax your body, and begin to awaken that incredible sexual goddess within you. You hear the sound of this voice and you're listening to it very intently. So this means you want to have this experience. What I'd like for you to do now is to go ahead and close your eyes and take in a nice deep breath and hold it. And then let it go and allow that relaxation to flow from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Go ahead. Relax. Now. With each and every breath you take, you'll go deeper and deeper and become more and more responsive. Open your eyes and now close your eyes and go twice as deep, twice as relaxed, twice as good as before. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. And now go 10 times deeper. You can feel your body sinking into the bed and all of your tension leaking out of your body into it. You hear only my voice bringing you deeper. My voice goes so deep within you, it appears to be echoing around and reverberating and massaging your body from the inside. You can hear my voice and you can actually feel my voice echoing around deep inside your body. It makes you feel good. And it makes you feel relaxed. You find that my voice cleanses your body and your mind. Open your eyes. Now close your eyes and go as deep as you can. Go all the way down completely. I'd like you to scan your body for any tension that might remain and breathe in relaxation into all of those areas so that your body is completely relaxed. You're doing very well with each and every word you hear. You go deeper and deeper mentally and physically. As your mind relaxes, your body relaxes. And as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. Each and every breath you take relaxes you more. Each and every beat of your heart brings you deeper, more willing, and more responsive so that I can guide you to a wonderful experience. You've done an excellent job. You love this feeling of being completely and totally relaxed. Everything I say, all of my commands, and all of my suggestions, they only manifest in the most positive, pleasant, safe, and healthy ways for you. That's right. For some amazing reason, you find that everything I say only manifests in the most positive, pleasant, safe, and healthy ways for you. You find that your inner mind responds perfectly because you want to have a wonderful experience. When you understand and accept this, just nod your head a little so that you know. Everything I say feels absolutely amazing. Now relax. Go deeper than ever before. You're feeling perfectly relaxed. Now let's go 10 times deeper. Relax. Now 10 times deeper again. You love this feeling of complete relaxation and complete responsiveness. It feels amazing to simply let go of all control and surrender to the experience. It's unlike anything else you've ever experienced before, and you find that everything I say becomes your reality instantly and vividly. If at any time your unconscious mind is unclear about a suggestion or a command that I say, it uses its knowledge of you and its access to your mind to create the most fun and enjoyable experiences for you. Your inner mind is listening very intently to every word that I say, creating your absolute reality as I describe it. You feel what I say and you experience what I say. You experience it because you're listening to me now and you want to have the experience. And now, I'd like to ask the assistance of your unconscious mind to bring you to a level of depth and responsiveness that will allow you to experience profound, intense feelings. A level in which everything that I say becomes your vivid and absolute reality instantly. You may find an occasional thought enters your awareness, and that's fine. Some people wonder if they're really supposed to have thoughts other than what I'm describing, and you should know that's okay. If that happens, you have a wonderful mind, and minds think that's what they do. And you will find that thoughts only bring you deeper, allowing you to become more and more relaxed. If you notice a thought come in and enter your mind, it can actually enhance your experience because you can allow it to be a sign that it's time to bring your attention back to your breath, back to what I am saying. I am creating your reality. You are to allow any thoughts of the future or the past or anything else to be simply released and gone from your mind. I want you to imagine that you can actually notice any remaining thoughts right now. Imagine that each thought you have is trapped inside a tiny little soap bubble, like tiny scrubbing bubbles that fill your body. You feel them floating around inside your body like tiny glistening scrubbing bubbles on the inside. And for some amazing reason, you find that the first bubble pops. And as the thought is released from your mind, you get to feel a wave of relaxation flood over you. A wave of pleasure from your head down to your toes. A wave of euphoria that gets better and better. And then the second bubble pops. The thought is gone, and you get to feel another wave of relaxation, another wave of wonderful pleasure all through your mind and all through your body. And then the third thought pops, and so on, until all of your thoughts are gone from your mind. You find that your mind is now a blank slate, and you feel absolutely wonderful. You feel amazing. You feel open and trusting, ready to experience new sensations, new ideas, exciting and exhilarating experiences. You want to feel incredible feelings of pleasure. You know that you're in the right place at the right time, and I am doing all the right things for you. And this makes it easy to accept everything I say as your reality, because you know I only have good intentions for you. I only want you to feel absolutely wonderful, to feel ecstatic feelings of pleasure all through your mind and all through your body. Your mind is wide open, ready and willing, because you know that all of my suggestions only manifest in the most positive, pleasant, safe, and healthy ways for you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Everything I say feels amazing to you. My voice goes deep inside your mind, deep inside your body, echoing around and massaging your body's each and every cell. You've begun a process that must be completed. Every word I say brings you deeper. When you feel relaxed, you go deeper. When you feel pleasure, you go even deeper. You are more responsive instantly without hesitation. Without a doubt, everything I say makes you feel free, open, and wonderful. You are open to new, exciting experiences. Allowing yourself to completely let go now, you find that you may waken a little here and there, but then you hear the sound of my voice and you slip right back down, all the way down. As you continue to drift and dream, I want you to feel pleasure now. That's right. All of your nerve endings feeling pleasure now. All you have to do is allow it to happen. No need to force anything. Notice where you feel that pleasure in your body and all those wonderful places in your body. You find that every time I tell you to feel pleasure now, you feel it more and more intensely, and it gets better and better each and every time. Now all your thoughts are gone. All resistance is gone from your mind. All resistance is gone from your awareness and replaced with your desire to feel pleasure in every wonderful cell of your body. Now relax and go deeper and deeper with each and every time you breathe. You become more and more responsive. You love listening to my voice. You love listening to the sound of my voice. You love how it feels to let go. You feel safe and secure. You feel smart and confident. You feel sexy and attractive. You feel absolutely wonderful. Your inner mind loves how it feels to be completely responsive to everything that I say. It feels good to let go of control and allow what I say to become your absolute reality. Every time you listen to this, you go deeper and you become more responsive. Every time you listen to this, it's better than the last time. Every time you respond better and faster, you will find that all of your senses experience everything I describe with more and more clarity. Each and every time you listen to this, there is another kind of pleasure. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's at least twice as strong as the last pleasure you felt, and now anytime I say, feel pleasure now, you feel it twice as strong as you did before, and it just keeps on getting better and better without doubt, without thought, without hesitation. You know that everything I say becomes your experience instantly, perfectly. Better than the best massage ever. Better than your most erotic sensual experiences. And so when I say, feel pleasure now, you feel it intensely because you have super powerful mind and it gets stronger and stronger. Now that you are much more relaxed and your body is much more responsive, I want you to begin this new type of breath. As you draw in your next breath, imagine it as if you are drawing your breath in and up right through your vagina. Go ahead now and take your first breath up through your vagina, and then hold it for a moment, and then release it. There, that is very nice. That is a good girl. Okay, again, take a nice deep breath and use your vagina to draw in all of the energy that is contained within the air and draw it up and into you. And then as you exhale, allow that breath to just roll right out and down through your feet. You can now see the overall process. You draw in your breath from your vagina up into your chest, and then exhale down through your feet. As you draw your breath in and out through your vagina, you can feel your awakening of the sexual goddess that is deep within you. As you awaken your sexual goddess through the breathing, through your vagina, it feels wonderful. You're even starting to feel aroused from this type of breathing. On your next breath, I want you to feel pleasure now. Oh, doesn't that feel so good? As you focus more and more on breathing through your vagina, you start to have a more worldly conscious expansion of the breath. Your vagina is drawing in the breath of all humanity around the globe. You are drawing in all the energy of all the men in the world. And as you exhale, you are pushing out your feminine energy to all of these men around the world. You are tapping into their subconsciousness and stirring them at a very deep level. You are a sexual goddess. You are able to awaken men's most intense desires. This time, as you breathe in, feel your clitoris become aroused as you take in this nice deep breath. See within this breath, as you draw it in through your vagina, how it holds all the chi of all the men on the planet. And as this breath passes through your vagina, you feel all the men's chi pass through your vagina too. Feel pleasure now. This feels so very good to you, drawing up all of the male chi on the planet, and then exhaling it back through your feet, back to the men, letting them know you feel their desire. Feel pleasure now. Let's do one more vagina breath. Draw it in nice and slow. Visualize all the men's chi as you draw it in. Feel the men's chi pass through your vagina and deep inside of you. Feel the men's chi unite with the sexual goddess core that is so deep within you. Allow that men's chi energy to fuse with your energy. Harness that energy. Hold that energy and now release it back to the world. Feel pleasure now. You are now ready for your erotic experience. Enjoy, my sex goddess. You're on a trip to Bali. You broke up with a guy who cheated on you about a month and a half ago. And because of this hurt, you've been having a hard time getting over him. You've been to Bali before, so you thought maybe going back again would provide you some new positive memories to help displace this painful hurt that was perpetrated by this jerk. As you make all your connector flights from California to Bali, you take in the time to reflect upon what are your goals for this particular trip. And one thing that's pretty clear in your mind is that you want to just take some time for yourself and get some space around you where you're not feeling so compressed emotionally. All the legs of the long 6,000 mile plus trip go smoothly. All of the service personnel on the airlines were very accommodating and helpful, especially when you needed some aspirin to take care of a migraine headache that you had been experiencing. Arriving in Bali and stepping off the plane, you get a new sense of being able to breathe and feel new opportunity. You flag down a taxi and give them the address to the small little beach house that you have at one of the resorts on the island. After about a 15-minute drive, the driver pulls up alongside the curb and lets you know that this is where he needs to drop you off. You gather up your bags, make payment, and then move your items to your final destination for the next 2 weeks. Once you're all checked in and settled, you go outside and walk on the beach just to feel the sand between your toes. As you walk there, there is a light breeze coming off the ocean that feels wonderful. It's about 8 p.m. at night, and you are just too tired to want to go out and try to find some food and some entertainment. So you decide that you're going to just grab a snack that you brought with you and then go to bed early and get up with the sunrise. The next morning you get up, you put on a pair of light shorts and a light cotton shirt with your favorite bra of yours. In addition, you put on some sandals and you head out. It's about a 12-minute walk to the market area. The market area is very typical for Southeast Asia. There is one main street with a number of offshoot streets, and the streets are lined with vendors, with each one having their own cart that contains some type of food item. You know that you want to eat pretty light and not go too heavy on the meat. You know that the last time you were here, eating some meat caused your stomach to be upset. So you decide to go for more fruit, rice, and greenery. As you're going about gathering up the fruits and vegetables that you want to eat over the next couple days and haggling with the vendors in the typical Bali style, you notice across from you on the other side of the cart is this brown-haired, brown-eyed American guy who stands about 6'3" tall, looking over the same papayas as you. To say he stands out like a sore thumb in Bali is a gross understatement. Due to his height and lack of color in his skin, he is as obvious as a streetlight in a town that only has one. You, being a woman and always appreciative of a good-looking man, take a moment to take in his beautiful masculine form. You're not gawking at him or undressing him, but you are systematically letting your eyes roam all over those juicy aspects of his body that you find so delicious. As you do this, he happens to look up and lock eyes with you. You feel as if you're a peeping Tom at this point. You quickly look away with almost a little bit of embarrassment. Then you slowly bring your gaze back around and look back over to him. As you do so, you realize he is still looking right at you. You smile just a little bit at him, and he smiles a little bit at you. The two of you keep it kind of cool, but in that brief moment of eye contact, you saw and felt the connection. And you are certain that he saw and felt the same connection too. You finish up your shopping, and you start heading back to your small little beach house you refer to as the Shack. Once you are back at the Shack, you start reading a trashy romance novel that you brought with you on the trip for any of those long connector times. As you're reading the novel, there's a character in the book who has brown hair and brown eyes, and you can't help but think that this character reminds you of this mystery market man that you just saw in the market earlier today. With your level of creativity and imagination, you start fantasizing about this guy who you have now officially named as the Mystery Market Man, or MMM for short. You start asking questions in your mind as to, is he married? How long is he here for? Did he find me attractive? As you start thinking about all these questions and where they could possibly lead, which is something hopefully romantic, your mind snaps you out of letting you know that you are here for self-reflection and some time for introspection. This is not a time to be out hunting for tasty American boys. You go back to reading the trashy novel, but the references and the similarities between the character in the book and the guy that you just met at the market square is just too similar. You find your mind and focus going right back to him and wondering, who is he? How long is he going to be here? And God, is he hot? You decide to put down the novel because you just can't focus on it, and you decide to go snorkeling. You get all of your gear together, put on some sunblock, and go down to the ocean in order to plunge in it and see what's underneath the surface. You are certainly a water baby at heart, And anytime you travel anywhere, you're always checking out to see what's below the surface in the water. With your mask, fins, and snorkel in place, you lay yourself down on the top of the water and start slowly kicking, running parallel with the coastline in a northerly direction. For some reason, the visibility is not overly clear and there's a lot of sediment. You probably figured it's due to a storm which has recently come through that's caused this turbidity to happen. However, there are still a number of beautiful fluorescent fish like the powder blue tang, the clownfish, the green wrasse, and it looks like you may have also seen a snowflake moray eel that was still in the juvenile stage and was about 12 inches long. After traveling about 300 yards up the coastline, you turn around and start snorkeling back. The water feels so good on your body. It's as if with each kick, all of the frustration, all the hurt, and all that emotional stuff that you wanted to get rid of regarding this old boyfriend, it's now melting into this ocean ever so quickly. By the time you get back to where you departed on the beach, you feel as if you've literally dropped 20 pounds of weight. You find yourself standing up in the light surf and just simply smiling for no reason at all. And when you realize this, you think to yourself that you have not smiled for no reason at all in at least 2+ weeks. With a smile, you know that there is possibility and opportunity ahead. You make your way back to your little shack and peel off your bathing suit and start getting ready for dinner. As you look at yourself in the mirror, you realize that your yoni hair is a little bit longer than you would like. So you reach into your little bathroom bag and pull out a small pair of scissors. You go and sit down on the toilet and start trimming up your bushy hair so it looks really nice and neat. This activity also reminds you that you're coming out of your funk regarding any type of emotional issues that you have had been experiencing previously. You couldn't remember the last time you had paid any attention to this most beautiful and exquisite part of your body. Realizing this, it also made you happy and very glad that you made the choice to spend the money and the time to get back to Bali, where you've had some wonderful memories 5 years previously. For dinner, you put on a cute little thigh-length skirt with a nice little blouse and a natural-colored bra. You have your hair back and up, and along with some beautiful hanging earrings. And just to dress things up a little bit more, you add a small little charm bracelet around your wrist and another one around the ankle that has your tattoo wrap. You take care of your hair. You put on a little bit of lipstick, a couple sprays of your favorite perfume, a glance in the mirror, and then you are off again downtown. Now, this downtown is not the typical U.S. metropolis downtown. When you refer to it being as downtown, this is the downtown of a small village here on the coast of Bali. You heard about a restaurant the local said was really good. The name of the restaurant is simply called The Shack. You ask to see if there's any type of music or dancing at the restaurant, and to your good luck there was. However, it's reggae music. After a short walk, you find the restaurant and you enter. Being a Tuesday night, there's not that many people in this very small restaurant that has seating for about 40. And over on one end of the building, there is a small dance floor with a few instruments that have been set up for where the band will be playing later on in the evening. One of the table servers comes and approaches you, greets you, and escorts you to your table. As you walk towards the table, you can see that the place is filled with either locals or a bunch of Caucasian people. Of the Caucasian people, about 70% of them are a couple. The other 30% are all male guys that are anywhere from 35 to 55 years old. You, being as beautiful and seductive as you are, you attract a lot of attention as you walk from the entrance over to your table. Every single guy who is single, and even the guys who are married, all looked over and really took you in. They saw your incredible beauty, your intelligence, and your je ne sais quoi. One thing you did notice as you find your table was that the mystery market man was not present. You couldn't help yourself but look around to see if he was here. You want another chance to see him and see if you can learn more information about him. Right now, you are captivated and intrigued and want to put on the detective hat and learn as much as you can about this stranger in a strange land. After the table waiter had visited your table and asked you if you would like something to drink, and he had shuffled again off to the kitchen in order to get it for you, a guy about 45 years old and apparently of German descent approached your table. And the first thing that you thought was, here we go again. You, no matter where you go, you're always going to be approached by men and get hit on. And you know sometimes you get very tired from all the attention, and you just want to be able to sit by yourself and just be at peace sometimes. But you realize that it's important to be nice to people like these guys, even though you have to let them know clearly that you are not interested. You were right about the nationality. As soon as this guy opens his mouth, you pick up on his German accent instantly. It's one of the many things that you remember from your time when you learned German. You quickly find out that the gentleman's name is Klaus, and he's from Cologne, Germany. Before you can say anything, he tells you how rich he is and how you look like you have been sent from heaven. You smile pleasantly, and next you let him know gently that you are waiting for somebody to join you. As soon as he hears that, he understands that he has just been given a cue to exit stage left, and he does so with elegance and poise. You think to yourself, that was easy, but the night is still early and these guys haven't gotten liquored up yet. You know sometimes when the males get drunk, the attention and the ability to have your own space gets quite more challenging. Not long thereafter, your table waiter comes with your barley entree for the evening. You had ordered nasi ayam, which has chicken and rice in it. This is something that you ate many times the last time you were here, and you truly enjoyed it. As you're enjoying your meal, you hear a little bit of commotion in the corner, and you look over to see that the band is setting up. From what you could tell, the band is going to be playing reggae. This is not the most enjoyable music to dance to, but at least it's something that will take your mind off of other things and at the same time get you up and moving on the dance floor. As you finish up your dinner, you have been periodically looking around for your mystery market man. To your chagrin, you have not seen him or a hint of him anywhere. It doesn't really bother you, but you'd like to see him again because it adds a little bit of intrigue and excitement to the trip. As the reggae music starts playing, a really good-looking Australian guy approaches you and tries to do his best to get your attention. His blue eyes are so intense. He stands about 5'10", very rugged, with a muscular build. He's wearing a short-sleeve cotton shirt with a 1.5-inch wide crosshatch pattern that's blue and white. He's also wearing some cargo shorts and some loose-fitting flip-flops. Around his right wrist appears to be a Rolex Submariner watch. He approaches your table, looks right into your eyes, and asks you to dance. You don't really want to dance with him, but he is a very fine specimen of a man, so you figure, why not? Let's get up on the dance floor and move around. He's a great dancer, At one point, he places his hands on your hips and he guides their movement. You find this incredibly sexy. His hands are so strong and masculine resting on your hips. You can just feel his masculinity oozing out of his hands. You really like a man who knows how to take control, but at the same time is not too self-centered or an arrogant jerk. And this Australian gentleman knows exactly what he wants to do and how he wants to do it with a woman. You love his confidence. As the two of you move around the dance floor together, he can see how much you're enjoying his presence and in the way that he's leading you in the dancing. He's also getting an indication that you are getting turned on by him. After two or three songs, you guys decide to sit down and take a short break and get to know each other a little more. As you talk, you find out that his name is Oliver. He's 33 years old, and he's a high-tech guy who travels the world while the rest of his workers make him a boatload of money each and every month. You can tell that he makes at least $100,000 per month. The good thing about Oliver is that he's not over-the-top filled with arrogance. He's still an intense, rugged guy, but still knows how to be human and nice to an attractive woman. And he knows how to dance, for that matter. While you sit and talk and catch up, you each have a couple of drinks. You both drink what they were serving at the restaurant, which was called arak, which is a type of rice wine. Another thing you really liked about Oliver was his exceptionally funny, witty, an entertaining personality. He had you laughing the entire time, but at the same time, you realize that this rice wine that you've been drinking is also starting to have its effect on you. The band starts playing again, and you and he get back up onto the dance floor. Now with a little bit of conversation and a connection and a little bit of wine added in, you both are much more comfortable dancing with each other. This time, you are the more playful one, and during one of the songs, you jump up in the air and turn around and stick your butt into his crotch. It wasn't physically touching his crotch, but it was about 3 inches away. Oliver, the playful rascal that he is, took this opportunity and immediately grabs you by the hips and pulls that sexy body of yours right into his crotch so that you could feel his man package and all the power that's in his pelvic area. You just let your butt rest right there in his crotch as he holds your hips and kind of grinds against you. As he does so, you can start to feel his cock starting to get hotter and swell inside his jeans. The skirt that you are wearing is of a very thin and light material that is very easy for you to perceive any changes in his man state. Other people were on the dance floor at this time so that you and he would not really be standing out too much amongst the crowd of people that were up on the dance floor. Seeing that you guys were lost in the crowd made you more comfortable to just kind of go with it. As you were letting yourself go, you could start to feel his hands slowly move up from the side of your hips up along the side of your rib cage. All the while, he's holding your body down against his crotch with his ever-increasingly sized manhood. You start to wonder to yourself, is he going to slide his hands far enough up in order to grab my breasts right here on the dance floor? Just as you're thinking this, his hands slide even further up the sides of your rib cage, and now his fingertips are in fact touching the sides of your breasts through your very light blouse, and your breasts are being covered by your skin-toned bra. The audacity of this young man surprises you, and you immediately jump up into the air and turn 180 degrees and land right in front of him with your look. He sees that you are turned on and also maybe a little bit upset at the same time. So he asks you if you want to go outside and get some fresh air. You respond with a yes. The two of you go outside and cross the street and move towards the beach. Tonight is perfect. It's about 78 degrees. There's a light breeze and a full moon. The moon has come up about 3 hours ago, and it's illuminating the ocean and the beach. It's a perfect romantic night. You walk down to the beach. You find a place underneath some palm trees near a small wooden fishing boat that's been flipped upside down and is sitting on a rack. As you walk across the beach towards the palm trees, Oliver takes you by the hand and leads you over towards the boat. Once there, he spins you around into his arms and kisses you. You are caught off guard by the speed and power by which he does this. You kiss him back. Soon your tongues are eloquently dancing together. He then presses you up against the boat. You part your legs just a little in order to let him press his thigh against your crotch and your thigh against his crotch. His hands find your butt and he pulls you in more firmly, pressing his muscular thigh against your now very hot and wet pussy. With his thigh pressing so powerfully against your wet and wanton yoni, your intensity of your kissing increases dramatically. Your tongue at this point is going wild inside of his mouth. Soon you find that your hands are reaching down and trying to grab his butt. You find his butt, but that's not enough. You want something more. So as he's pressing his cock against your thigh, you reach around with your right hand, slipping it in between your thigh and his crotch so that you can reach down and find and feel his package. His cock is very thick. However, it's not overly long. With your amazing mind, you can quickly sense exactly how this would feel if it was inside your lovely pussy. As you're kissing Oliver wildly and squeezing and rubbing his cock through his shorts, for some reason you open one of your eyes and look out across his shoulder to see your mystery market man walking down to the ocean. Your head starts spinning. What should you do at this moment? You know in your heart of hearts that this market mystery man did not appear now on a random basis. And you know if he didn't appear right now at this point, in a few short minutes, this Australian guy would be fingering you on this beach in the moonlight. You rack your brain to come up with an idea. Soon you come up with this idea where you have some period cramps that have come on out of the blue. Oliver is shocked and filled with disbelief. You wiggle your way out of his arms, promising to pick up where you and he left off for tomorrow night. Oliver leaves as a gentleman, and yes, he was very, very sexually frustrated. You race to the ocean's edge, looking for the mystery market man. He is nowhere to be found. Your pussy is wet and tingly. You are so horny right now. At this point, you question your choices. Did you make the right choice right now to send Oliver back to his hotel while you're trying to catch up with a guy that you don't even know his name, nor have you spoken with? But something deep down inside you tells you that this mystery market man is worthy of your focus and pursuit. You cannot explain it. All you can say that it's some form of intuition, some form of magnetism between you and this man. After thinking about this for a few minutes, you decide the only thing that you can do right now is go back to your little beach house and try to get a good night's sleep. You know this is not going to be very easy because you are truly very sexually frustrated at this time. Upon arriving at the beach house, you whip off your clothes and hop into bed. Your head is reeling with all the sexual energy. Yeah, you want this other man, a man you have never spoken with. You ask yourself if you are nuts. Giving up a very hot moment with one guy in order to chase after another one? But who knows? He may even be married. You pass these thoughts back and forth across your mind a few times. Each time you do it, you're mentally beating yourself up. Eventually, you grow tired of this activity and you try to sleep. However, you can't sleep because you are too horny. You reach down between your legs, and you can't believe how wet you are. You lay on your back, let your left leg open and bent at the knee, and start to slowly stroke your yoni, exploring all the sensations in your wetness. As you stroke yourself, you keep going back and forth in your mind between the two guys. First is Oliver. You've had a personal sexual experience with him. He has a very strong and muscular physique. He has piercing blue eyes and he's drop-dead gorgeous. However, your estimate is that he's only about 5'10" tall, and as you know, for you, this is definitely on the short side. Meanwhile, the mystery man is at least 6'2" tall. He is not blonde, but brown hair and what you believe to be brown eyes. He's not as rugged as Oliver. He's more athletically built. You start fantasizing about what would it be like to make love to Oliver or the mystery market man. You compare their bodies, where Oliver is short and rugged, and the mystery man is tall and slender. Then your mind moves to how big or small would either of their cocks be. You already have a sense about Oliver's cock size, based on how he was so powerfully pressing it against your crotch. It's not very long, but quite thick. And from Oliver's build, you already know from the past experience with previous lovers that Oliver is going to be a pounder. And it's not like you don't like a good pounding once in a while. However, your most enjoyable lovemaking involves strong, deep, slow, hard thrusts. You imagine the mystery market man. You fantasize that he is more of a lover than Oliver, and that his cock is long with a good thickness to it, because you know how you like to feel a guy's cock all the way to the back of your yoni. You start flipping back and forth between the guys in your mind, visualizing each one's physique and lovemaking style. The contrast of styles drives you wild with desire. Before you know it, you are finger-fucking your yoni vigorously, and as you do, you realize that your fingers are not going to be enough. You remember you brought your pink vibrator on the trip with you. The realization hits you like a lightning bolt, and you literally jump up and say yes. You run to your luggage, pulling back zippers as if you were being timed on a game show, because your yoni needs a cock badly, and your beautiful pink vibrator you named Bob is going to have to be a fill-in for you tonight. You find the vibrator and you hop back in bed. You spread your legs and plunge Bob into your aching, cock-crazy pussy. In your mind you say, "Okay, boys, I am back and ready for action." First, you fantasize about the mystery market man. You believe he will slowly slide all of his cock into you. As you imagine his cock sliding into you, you take your vibrator as a surrogate for his cock and slide it into your pussy. "God, it feels so good," you say. "You are so wet." You imagine his hands on you, his tongue in your mouth. As he gets all of his cock into your yoni, he holds it there and just allows your yoni to hold him. As your yoni holds him, you tighten your muscles around his cock and give him a nice, loving squeeze. Then, after a brief intermission, he slowly starts to pull it back out until you can feel his oversized cock head at your entrance. And then, with a long, strong, slow thrust, he impales you again. This time, while he has his beautiful cock buried in your yoni, he grinds his pelvic bone ever so teasingly against your clitoris. This grinding, combined with his beautiful cock in your yoni, sends waves of pleasure throughout your entire body. After a few seconds, he pulls his cock almost out again, holds it there, and then with a powerful thrust, he buries his cock again. This time, it's with a little bit more force and intensity. The waves of pleasure ripple out through your yoni and throughout your entire body. As you fantasize about the mystery market man and work your vibrator inside your yoni, it really starts to get into your consciousness how much you really want to meet this guy. You are definitely focused on wanting to make this fantasy a reality. Then you switch over to Oliver. He slams his cock into you and starts pounding away on you. You keep up with your fantasy lover, Oliver. To keep up with your fantasy lover, Oliver, you have to really pick up the pace with your vibrator and start thrusting into your yoni much faster. With each one of these rapid thrusts, you try to time the clenching of your yoni on Oliver's powerful, thick cock. However, Oliver is a very interesting and skilled lover. Instead of just thrusting in and out of you with a great intensity and force, he moves his thrusts around so that first he's thrusting in from the right side, and then he's thrusting in from the left side. This change in the penetration angle and the rapid force drives your yoni wild. With all of this heavy and fast thrusting, you realize that you need to take your other free hand and reach down and start playing with your clitoris. With your deft fingers, you find your clitoris and start rubbing it the way you know best. Oliver's deep and awkward and fast thrusts are now feeling really, really good. So much so that you are afraid that you are going to come too quickly if you keep this up. So now you slow things down and switch over to the mystery market man with his slow, deep thrusts and his grinding on your clitoris. With these deep, powerful thrusts, you are more able to match the rhythm of clenching your yoni around the vibrator as you thrust deeply into it. Pretty soon, you have a beautiful rhythmic process going with your yoni and the mystery market man's cock. As you squeeze your yoni around his cock, you start to notice that you are now also lifting your hips up off the bed just a little bit to squeeze him just a little bit tighter. Next, you realize that your clitoris is now calling with some more needed attention again. So you reach down and start playing with that beautiful clitoris of yours while you experience these incredible deep thrusts into your yoni. You can feel a massive orgasm starting to build within you. The thought of you having to choose between two very sexy and different lovers and their different lovemaking techniques has really stimulated your yoni and clitoris intensely. You decide to just let your body go and chase after this big fat orgasm that you can see right in front of you. You take your vibrator, stuffing and thrusting it into your yoni with even more and more powerful thrusts. And with each thrust, you bury the vibrator in your yoni and come up with direct contact on your clitoris. You can tell with just a few more deep, powerful thrusts and your hand rubbing furiously on your clitoris, you are going to have a massive orgasm. And as you feel yourself getting even closer, you can see how absolutely delicious and wonderful it's going to be. You see it and feel it now getting closer and closer. You welcome it. Your yoni welcomes it. Your clitoris welcomes it. And then it happens. An orgasm explodes from deep within inside your pussy and radiates out through your whole pelvic region, out to your legs, and up through your thoracic cavity and into your chest. You let out a few moans, and you see that you are in fact trying to catch your breath. The orgasm starts to subside, and you slowly start reducing the thrusting into your yoni with the vibrator while fantasizing about these two lovers. As the orgasm fades and the post-orgasmic glow sets in, you take the vibrator out of your yoni and just lay there so comfortably and blissfully. And as you lay there and experience this warm afterglow, you decide that you are going to fuck one of these guys in the next 24 to 48 hours. You now have a mission. You don't know who it may be, but after that orgasm you just had, you don't really care. To be continued. Oh.